Time now to talk a little NBA with Adrian Bourke. And there's a big game happening today, mate. Toronto versus Golden State Warriors. Good morning, Adrian Bourke.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, Toronto Golden State. We're back. It feels like it was only yesterday that they played when Kevin Durant had a 50-point game in overtime. It was incredible. They came back with 20 points. There was no Steph Curry in that match, and we sort of wrote them off. But they're such an incredible basketball team, and they just come from every angle. And when you've got such talented players in Durant and Thompson, they just don't go away. Today, though, we're going to have to see if the Raptors can do the same thing. Kawhi Leonard might be out. He's questionable right now. The mark's at $1.36, $3.20. I can see it probably heading towards the $1.50, $2.60 mark if Kawhi Leonard does play. But right now, Golden State heavy favourites.
Mate, how do we find... Say you wanted to have an interest in that game. How do you find out whether Leonard's playing or not? Is it 1 hour before tip-off?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Like, they normally announce it at least an hour before, unless it becomes a game-time decision, and then you're looking at about half an hour before.
Okay. Mm.
So, yeah, there's a couple of really good websites that you can check out, but I'm sure you'll see if the market moves towards Toronto, he's playing.
Yeah, well, at the moment, that's Golden State are $1.36 and Toronto $3.20. If Leonard was playing, that'd be a lot shorter, you'd think.
Yeah, I'm looking at around the $1.50 mark to Golden State,
yep.
$2.60 Toronto. So I think if you start to see it head that way, you're more than likely we're going to see Kawhi Leonard play in the big game.
And what about Indiana, 205 up against Milwaukee, 177?
Yeah, Indiana are my smoky for the league. It's been a third of the way through the season. I've watched a lot of Eastern Conference games. I love the East at the moment. It looks really good. It's going to be an awesome playoff bracket. Plenty of teams hunting for that top four spot. And I think Indiana, for me, I've always had a bit of a soft spot for these guys. But last year, they took Cleveland to 7 games. They don't have to play LeBron James this year. They've got one of the deepest teams in the league. Some really good guys like Domantas Sabonis coming off the bench. Oladipo is one of the best players in the comp. They're $21 to win the East. Now, I'm looking at value here. So,
yeah.
You know, $21 is $21. But I reckon they're a really good chance to shake up the East. They're coming fourth at the moment, one game behind Milwaukee, but 2 or 3 games behind Toronto. So, I mean, Toronto are your stick. You want to be them. But I reckon we've seen in the past Toronto have faltered in the playoff space. Okay. You know, they've gone out in the first round after having big playoff years. So, I mean, why not? $21, $81 to win the comp if you think Golden State might get knocked out early too.
Hey, what about tomorrow, the Rockets and the Lakers? How are the Lakers been going?
Better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, better, yeah. LeBron's having really big games. He's getting his guys involved. Kyle Kuzma's, like, playing incredibly well. So I think I'm starting to watch LeBron start to build these guys up to be, you know, much better role players. I think potentially could be trade bait. So I think he could be building some of these guys up and then maybe going for a half-year trade and get someone like maybe an Anthony Davis come across. They're looking at bringing in Trevor Ariza, who's a really good corner three shooter, and he plays great defense. I have a feeling LeBron's just trying to build these guys up either to have a big shake in the playoffs or to get a really big player half-year. But that game tomorrow is going to be great. James Harden's playing really, really good basketball. Houston are really up and down, though, so I think maybe Lakers can get them.
Yeah. And what about any specials for our listeners?
Of course. Last week, we gave away 30,000 in our special. We had the four guys on ESPN to score over 100 points, and they cruised there, I think, with basically a whole quarter to play. So punters were collecting early, which is always good to see. We've got today, because we don't know Leonard's playing, we're going to stick with the Golden State Big Three. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson to score 90-plus points at $4.50. I mean, Durant scored 50 last time with Leonard playing. So, I mean, we probably want Leonard to play if we're going to see them get to this 90-plus because the game might be a bit closer and the boys are going to have to play in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, 90-plus is doable.
Okay, and you get $4.50, so that's the speculation, isn't it? You know, that's the risk
Correct.
You take, but it's built into the price there at $4.50. Yep. Last week, mate, we're still mentally scarred about you being pants down on the couch watching the basketball. Is that on
again
this week?
Is that happening
again
today?
I mean, Toronto, Golden State, my boys, Toronto. I can't see why not. So I got to do it in the office, though. I think that might be a bit weird.
Yeah, it would be weird.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one office I don't want to be in. And then, of course, there's the Borky's NBA multi is Philadelphia, $1.40. Memphis, $1.62. And Sacramento, the outside, is $2.40. That multi's $5.44.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, let's cash this one today.